How many of y'all glad to be here? Anybody glad to be here today? All right. If you a mama, listen, we're going to jump up and down and get all excited about mamas today. There needs to be one day that we pause and look out and say, hey, guess what, mom? We love you. We thank you. We're learning from you. And we do even listen sometimes. Any of y'all got a mama that's a preacher? Yeah, they all are. My mama was a preacher. And then I married a preacher. And then we birthed a preacher. That's called a daughter. She preached it all the time, too. But moms, if you a mom, and listen, I don't care how you a mom. You a mom, okay? I don't like the term stepmom. I just don't like that term. Because guess what? Mothering is mothering. Mothering is mothering. So if you a mother, that means stepmom, adopted mom, mom. I don't care how you momming. Somebody just ran by and gave you a kid for a while. Whatever happened to you to make you a mom, I want you to stand and we want you to be blessed today, all right? If you a mom, amen. Give them a hand, guys. Thank you all. Let's just pray a blessing. Y'all keep standing. Lord, we thank you for these mothers. Oh, God, I thank you for these mothers. Whether they've been doing it a long time or it's brand new. Lord, I pray that we learn from the scripture today what you have spoken into their lives. And we celebrate life with them. God, we're thankful for these mothers. And I just pray today, I pray in the name of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that they feel a double portion blessing today of your anointing. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thanks again, moms. Thanks again, moms. Now today, I want you to know, I think moms are important. How many of y'all realize every one of us got here from a mom? None of us came here by ourselves. We were all carried for at least 9 months by somebody else. So before anybody gets real cocky and wants to say, hey, I'm going to tell you what, I'm a self-made man. I said, you didn't even get here by yourself. Amen. Your mama rode you. You was with your mama for 9 months before you even started. And then she nurtured us and coddled us and held us. And she brought us here. I want us to learn some things out of 1 Samuel. And ladies, I honor you all. I just got to be real confessional. Women have always been a mystery to me. They've just always been a mystery to me. I gave up a long time ago trying to figure y'all out. And I have found the best way to connect with women is just say yes, ma'am, and believe. And that works pretty good. So I want to give some of you guys something workable. But God has positioned women to be mothers. You carry life. You give life. And we want to go to 1 Samuel. And we want to learn some things from a mother named Hannah. And Hannah was in this situation. Hannah was in a family that had multiple wives back then, that you could have more than one wife. Now, before you guys think that's a good idea, I have found that only single guys think that's a good idea. Married men have come to realize, wait a minute, if I got two of them, I get what I'm hearing in stereo. And if you had four wives, you're cornered at all times. Did you realize that? So guys, I think that the Lord Jesus had the best plan when he said, you probably need to find one that you love and stay with her for your lifetime. That's the best plan going. That's the plan Elizabeth and I are staying with. And I even hope that her and her next husband will have a good time after I'm gone. So, you know, that's the kind of love I have for her. She says, after me, there'll be a no more. And she said, why? She said, you ought to only make a mistake once. So here's the deal. God embraces you. Now, some of you younger ladies, let's look at the plan. One day, you're going to be a mama. Okay, and I just want to state this. I want the best for you. I want the best for you because I follow a God of the best things. How many of y'all follow a God of best things? I want the best for you. Now, I know in Hollywood, it's cool to get a kid and find a husband later. I know that's cool in Hollywood, but I want to let you all know something. Hollywood's not heaven. Hollywood's not heaven. Heaven is permanent and Hollywood's temporary. I know it's popular to dance around the things of God, but I want to shout to you today in love, what if you dance in the things of God? Now, Hannah had a husband, and her husband, Elkanah. Elkanah had a wife, Pariah and Hannah. So she had a sister wife. And Hannah could not bear children, and her sister wife, I know you ladies can't believe her, but the other wife, Peninnah, would chastise Hannah. Can you all believe that? That women would be jealous of each other? Is this not crazy or what? But they would say stuff about each other. I'm glad that doesn't go on today, even though sometimes when I'm walking around churches and preaching in other places, there'll always be a real good-looking woman walk in. You know, dressed. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And if she walks into the congregation, there'll be other women whispering. I can't believe she wore that. Who she thinks she is? I've even heard that in our congregation before. Because guess what? Sometimes we would rather be rivals than sisters. We would rather be cursers than blessers. But mamas seem to be blessers. Amen? How many of you got a good mama? She brought the blessing. How many of y'all had a good mama? She brought the blessing. All right, I want to give you some things today. And one day, some of you all are going to be mothers in here. So I just want you all to remember this day. Hey, we're going to plug these in. Now, it's interesting. Some of y'all got to take finals this week. Some of y'all got to take finals this week. And y'all say, well, I'm stressed out being final. Well, let me tell you what. You think you're stressed out taking finals? Wait till you get a child. Wait till something calls you mother constantly. Wait till you have a son. Wait till you have a daughter. Wait till you enter motherhood. This can be an anxious position. But Hannah wanted to pursue it. She wanted to be a mother. I think it's more gracious when you want to be a mom. And so I just want to go over some boundaries. If you want the best, it's better to get a husband before you get a child. If you want the best, it's better to stay married as you raise that child. So listen, if y'all got messed up children, just look at each other. That's what's messing them up. And God can correct any mess up. How many of y'all believe that? How many of y'all believe that God can change the situation? Amen. Now, I'm just going over this. If your situation started messed up, I bring you good news of great joy. God can correct what we mess up. However, it works better if you don't mess it up on the front end. So guess what, guys? As you date, some of y'all, listen, if you're in your young 20s, you got to start dating with some sense. How many of y'all going to blow you away? This is going to blow you away. Y'all ready? This going to melt y'all's minds down. You marry who you date. That's a revelation, isn't it? So don't date duds because you're taking a dud marriage risk. Girls, if you go out and he's a lemon head right off the bat, excuse yourself out of that car after he stops it. Okay? And just say, hey, this ain't going to work. How many of you women know what ain't going to work right off the bat? Excuse my English. But how many of y'all know right off the bat that ain't going to work? Well, then quit getting free dinners. That ain't going to work. So watch this. I just want to go over that because we're confused about this in our culture. And guess what? It's not charming to try to do motherhood alone. God set it up, man. We need a father and we need a mother, but we need both. We need both. My wife can do things I can't do. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm not a natural nurturer. But my wife, Snoopy Band-Aid, the power of prayer could heal anything that went on in our household at a moment of time. Failed a test, put a Snoopy on it. Scratch your knee, Snoopy on it. Compound fracture, Snoopy Band-Aid. I mean, it healed everything at one time. Passion. I want to start there. Moms bring us passion. Pursue motherhood with a passion. Hannah was in a dilemma. She couldn't have a child, but she passionately desired one. How many of y'all have ever tried to get in the way of a woman's passion? I'm tell you something, son, you won't get your head busted real quick getting in the way of a woman on a passionate mission. You listening? Yeah. Good. I'm saving your life and you don't even know it. How many of y'all have noticed this? Your mama get on a mission, it will happen. Anybody got a mama like that? Mama on a mission, it will what? And the thing about it, like my mom would put me where I needed to go without realizing I needed to be there. Now that was a big way for just saying my mom could manipulate me in the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I married my wife and she manipulates me all the time. And my daughter, she tries to manipulate me, but she's not as good at it yet. But she'll manipulate somebody one day. Then my son got married, and I noticed that he can be worked now. See what I'm saying? It is just amazing what the passion of women can do. Amen? A passionate woman. Hannah desired. So women, let me tell you something right now. Don't ever let some religious leader tell you that women are less than men. That's a bunch of baloney. That's a bunch of baloney. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches that the woman is a life giver and that she's worthy and that she's precious and she's worth more than jewelry in the jewelry store. That's what it says in Proverbs 31. And that she is to be praised and she is to live it right. So first thing, passion. Passionately approach God. Hannah passionately pursued motherhood. Mothers, thank you for being passionate mothers. And we get to verse 8. Where does she go? She goes to God. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? And why do you not eat? And why is your heart so sad? And then he asked a question. Raven, you probably taught this for years. I think Elkanah asked a stupid question here. He goes, am I not more than 10 sons? Stupid question from a husband. If I looked at Elizabeth and went, am I not more than little Blake? She would go, you are not. Am I not more than Clancy? She'd say, go sit down. Don't ask that question. Hannah desired a child. Mothers, thank you for desiring us. I've always thanked God for my mama. My mama's womb was closed, but her heart was open. And she prayed for children like Hannah prayed for children. And some of you say, well, Pastor Steve, I'll never be a mother. Don't you say never. And quit telling God how he needs to make you a mother. Quit telling God what he's supposed to do and start listening to what God might do. You know what? My God made my mother my mother. And he sent me to her. They picked me up when I was 3 days old. There I was, and they looked at me, and they picked me up. They had no idea they was picking a rattlesnake up, but they picked me up anyway. And she became my mother instantly. See what I'm saying? Because she asked God for a son, and then she didn't tell God how he needed to do it. Now, she needed to stop praying after the first one, in my opinion. She prayed three more times and got three more kids. I was confused as a child. I've told you all this before. We didn't go to the hospital to get babies. My mom and dad would tell me, hey, you getting a new brother. They'd come home that afternoon. They'd give me a Dairy Queen hot dog, and I'd have a brother. Got a Dairy Queen hot dog, got a sister. Got a chili dog, and got my final sister. Finally, I looked at my mom and dad. Y'all, I said, y'all need to quit going to that Dairy Queen. I swear, till I was about 7 years old, I thought they had babies in the back of Dairy Queen. Then when I grew up later, I found some of them were made back there. But, they didn't keep them back there, amen? I'm getting a little too personal, aren't I? Some of y'all going, oh my gosh, that's where I was conceived. Right in front of the Blitz. There we go. Be careful. Listen. You got here and your mama wanted you. Hannah wanted a child. Let me tell you what she did. She asked this question. Elkanah, how stupid. Am I not worth more to you than? No, she desired children. Moms, thanks for desiring us. First thing is passion. I take from my mama a passion. Second thing I take from my mama is she pursues till it happens. Write that down. Mothers, you pursue it. Till it happens. Persistence. Persistence. Guys, if there's anything I could inject into your all's generation, it would be the power of persistence, which means this, don't quit. You will be a pharmacist if you don't what? There you go.
You'll be a great husband if you don't what?
Elizabeth and I've been just kind of enjoying our marriage. It's been kind of freaking me out. I looked at her the other day and I said, man, I'm amazed at hanging out with you. She goes, honey, you say that like you're amazed that you're amazed. I said, I am amazed that I'm amazed. I said, honey, you know what? I said, we've stayed together long enough to really like each other. You know what I found out about having a good marriage? Just stay there till God makes it happen. You say, well, Pastor Steve, I don't feel good. Listen, your mama didn't feel good hauling you around. I just want to let all you special people know that take selfies of yourself all the time. I just want to let you know your mama did not enjoy you at times for 9 months. Moms, am I not telling the truth? Huh? Some of y'all, when you were carrying your children, did you go, oh, this blessed child of mine? Or did you go, Lord have mercy, I can't wait to get this out of me. Yeah, that means this. Watch this. Motherhood starts with labor. It begins in passion and pursues to labor. Now look what Hannah does. Passion wants a child. Guess where she goes? She goes to the presence of God. After they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh, the temple, Hannah rose. Now Eli the priest was sitting beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. And she was deeply distressed. How many of y'all have ever seen your mama distressed? Well, you know when mama gets distressed. You know what I know when mama gets distressed? Something's going to happen. My kids could never figure out why mama always won. I remember Clazy asked me one time, how come mom always wins? I said, because she's staying, you're leaving. I got to live with her forever. I only got to live with you for a little while. The sooner the better. See, what Clazy didn't realize at that time, one day she's going to be another man's problem. And not my problem. One day she has to look at a husband. And when she has a husband, hey, when he looks at me, I'm going, hey, leave and cleave, buddy. But hold on. I have to stay in pursuit of her mother till death do us. So who's going to win? Parents, that's a heads up. For those of you that are parenting, love each other. Your children will leave. And if they don't, you failed as a parent. If they don't, you failed as a parent. Because you never surrendered them to God. Because God did not create your children for your pleasure. He made them for His purpose. Oh! And here's where it gets exciting, having children. Moms, how many of you all have any idea what your kids are going to do? You don't. You have no idea what you raised. As Elizabeth and I were raising our children, we had no idea what we were raising. And we're amazed at what God did. But there's some things that we did. We passionately engaged parenthood. We pursued God before anything else. And we prayed with persistence. A mama can do this. She'll pray it till it happens. How many of y'all find a mama will pray it till she happens? She'll pray it till God grants it. Look at what happens. Hannah gets in prayer, man. Prayer. She was deeply distressed, prayed to the Lord, and wept bitterly. That sounds familiar. Who else wept in prayer? Jesus wept. Sometimes we need to weep for the great things in life. We need to be so impassionately involved. God, I'm praying till it happens. I'm praying till it happens. How many of y'all need to learn to pray it till it happens? Now, here's the problem. Some of y'all think it ought to happen instantly. Great things take time. So pray in that day and passionately enjoy it. Know that God's listening. And look what happens. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant,
but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head.
I remember one time I quoted that to my mother and father. It was in the 70s. And this may blow you all away. Back in the 70s, if your hair went right over your earlobe about that far, you were a hippie. Some of y'all remember that. Well, I'd let mine flow down. And my mom and dad were holy people, and they said, you need to go get that haircut. I said, wait a minute. I thought my mama dedicated me to the Lord, and it said, no razor shall touch his head. My father said he didn't say nothing about scissors and a clipper. You know, it's a standard back then. Well, here it was the honor. Remember Samson? Remember Samson, his hair was not cut because he was totally dedicated to the Lord. The point here is not hair, it's dedication. Mothers, thank you for dedicating your children to the Lord. Now, when you dedicate them to the Lord, don't fuss at the Lord where he sends them. When you dedicate them to the Lord, don't fuss at the Lord for where he sends them. Because he may send them at a point in their life away from you to fulfill his purpose. That's one thing, man, I've learned. My wife's that way, man. My mama was that way. My mama wanted her children to do what God wanted them to do, and that's it. I'm going to tell you, man, that's a great mama line, man, that you may do what God desires you to do. How many of y'all are there? I want to be who God's made me to be, and that's who I want to be. I want to do what God's called me to do, and that's what I want to do. How many of you, if you get in that zone, God will do great things? Purpose those children to the Lord. To the Lord. To the who? Now that changes the way you parent. Because now your children aren't there to please you. You're raising your children to do what? Please God. Is that a different way of living? May your children please God. Put that in there, mama. I know a lot of y'all are doing that. Guess what? I believe these children today please God, don't you? Some of them are your children. They please God today. They're finding their purposes in God. Hannah said, you give me a son, Lord, and I will point him your way. And she continued praying before the Lord. Eli, the priest, pastor in charge of the temple, he's watching. He's watching this woman. Hannah was speaking in her heart, and only her lips moved, and her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli took her to be a drunken woman. She was praying with such intensity that Eli thought she'd been in a box of wine. Y'all ever seen a woman in a box of wine? I've seen some women get tipsy. In fact, I've seen some women get drunk. You know what women tend to do when they get drunk? Take a guess. Talk more than normal, which is a lot of talking. So Eli's over here. Look, she's so pressed. She's pressed. Lord, I want a baby. I want a son. Y'all ever seen somebody talk to themselves? Now, you got to be careful because people got those Bluetooths today and they look like they're talking to themselves. Her lips were moving. Her lips were moving. Her heart was speaking. God was speaking, and Eli misread the situation. Mama, sometimes people misread you all, don't they? How many of y'all have had a good heart, a big mouth, and it looked like a misdirection, but God was in it all the way? Mom's going to tell you something. Do not deny your power. There's a power in a mother. There's a power in a mother. Women, you all know that. There's a power in a what? And it's not a loud power. And it's not an overpower, it's the power of the presence of God. My mom could gently, lovingly, firmly point me to the presence of who? God. You know why? I want to give you some things our mothers teach us. Be passionate about your desires. Be persistent until it happens. Pray believing. Hannah prayed what? Believing. And you know why? She knew if you'd be passionate, if you'd be persistent, if you would be, praying with passion, persistence, then God's purpose would be revealed. God revealed his purpose to Hannah. And guess what? He gave her a son.
But Hannah answered, "No, my Lord, I'm a woman in a troubled spirit. I haven't drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for all along I've been speaking out of a great anxiety and vexation." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him." And she said, "Let your servant find favor in your eyes." Moms, find favor in the eyes of the Lord. Do that by passionately bringing us to Christ. Be absolutely persistent in prayer and know that the purpose of God is going to be revealed. Now, let me tell you the last thing. After you pray, go and believe. Did you get that? After you pray, what? Go and some of y'all, anybody taking finals this week? Getting finals this week? We got finals this week, right? Anybody nervous about finals? Why? I want to unnerve you about finals. If you studied for 13 weeks of finals, then no big deal. If you have not studied for 13 weeks, it will be a disaster. Because it's a what? Final. That means the test, back in the old days, the test was absolutely made that if you had not pursued with passion, prayer, and study for 13 weeks, the final exam would be very difficult. However, if you had studied week by week, day by day, purpose by purpose, event by event, when it came to the finals, no what? No problem. Any of y'all want a doctor to not pass their finals? How many of y'all want a doctor to only know about 80% of what they need to know? That just might be the 20% you needed to know. See what I'm saying? Yeah, you want them to do it. Well, it's the rest of us. Mothers, continue to pray with passion, asking God's purpose to be fulfilled. He'll fulfill it. Now look what Hannah did. She did more than just spit out words. She received God's direction and then went and engaged in God's purpose. See, sometimes we want God to be magical. And sometimes God just absolutely in everyday things puts a blessing in it. Now I'm going to blow y'all away. Here's how important people are. How many of y'all realize this? Every one of us in this room started with a moment of passion. You ever thought about that? Somebody was having a good time when you were created. Think about this for a moment. I don't know why human beings want to be miserable. Both of my children were created on a good night. Now, Robert, after we had them, the nights weren't that good. You are a part of a magical moment from the beginning. Somebody was saying, "I love" to somebody else, and you were created through the power of a love of a husband and a wife. You really were. What's this? You were even created if they thought they loved each other. But God's power was involved in it. And here you are. Because the mom chose to follow through with what God did. Amen? I'm a choose life guy no matter what. I'm a choose life, choose life, choose life, choose life. Because I worship a God that lives. Amen? And if you all want to know where I stand for children's rights. I mean, I'll fight you like a bulldog over children's rights. I think children ought to have a choice, the right to live. And I think children ought to be able to live in the order of God. Children need a choice. But you know what? It's hard to defeat a mama that'll do what God says do. You know what Hannah did? Look at the scripture there. They got up the next morning after they worshiped. And they went to the house. And they had a magical moment. It says that Enoch knew Hannah. That means he didn't look her up on Facebook. Yeah. And God granted her a child. Amen? And his name was
Samuel. And he became the prophet of Israel that directed life. I don't know who's in this room. I don't know exactly everything everybody's going to do. But I know that there's some mamas in this room that are praying greatness in their children. Now, children, I'm going to ask you to receive it. And mamas, I'm going to ask you to never stop praying it. I promise you, a mother never stops what? I keep all my notes from my mother. My mother is a prolific writer. She writes with an old penmanship that is beautiful. This is a feature of her writings. Stephen, never cease to pursue God. Signed M-. Sometimes when I'm not pursuing, I'll pull out a letter and there will be that prophetic statement, Stephen, never cease to pursue God. So mothers, thank you for your passion, your persistence, and your prayer. Because in the name of Jesus, it does eventually get to us children where we line up with the divine purpose that our Creator has given every one of us. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Amen. If you don't mind, if you'll stand with me. Hannah asked. She asked with passion, with persistence for a child. God asks you to receive grace and mercy so you can be a child. You see how everything, whether we're in the First Testament or the Second Testament, relays to the heart of God. Hannah's there because Hannah has the same heart that God has. He wants us all to be children of heaven. Amen. Isn't that cool? Listen, if you come from a believer mama, she wants you to be saved. She has prayed for your salvation. I want to tell you today, there's a God that wants to save you. Anybody glad about that, that there's a God that wants to save you? Is there God that wants to save you? And here's how that happens. Listen, Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned. Some of y'all today need to realize you've sinned. You've stepped wayward. All of us have sinned. Not some of us, all of us. The holiest person in here is a sinner in the eyes of God. For there is no one holy but one. And he came from heaven here to earth. And he said, whoever believes in me, whoever receives me shall what? Live. And have eternal life. That's from a son. Hallelujah. A grandson, right? I bet you're a grandmother, aren't you? Let's fan into flames the spirit, Timothy, that your mother and your grandmother have already placed in you. Some preacher in here tell me women don't have a place in the church. I'm going to tell them to read the Bible. Crazy guys. Don't be smarting off the women. That's stupid. They carried you. They blessed you. They pursued. They stay with passion. My wife prayed, Blake, I hate to tell you, but your mama outprayed me. Sometimes I just say, Lord, he's stupid. Ain't nothing we can do about it. But mama would go, Lord, wherever he is, bring him to where you need to be. I said, Elizabeth, why do you always pray that? Because she said, God's stronger than you are. I said, that's good. That's a valid point. God, bring us where we need to be. Some of y'all need to be saved today. Lord Jesus, come into my life, save me of my sin. You ask him, he will. Now, can I ask you a question? Why, with the great mercy of God, to become a son or a daughter of God? Pastor Jamie, do you understand why people walk out of this auditorium headed to hell when they could be living in heaven? No, we don't, because every Monday we shake our head going, why? would people turn away from the grace of God? I tell you why. Because the devil lies to you. He tells you you got to be all cleaned up before you can be saved. No, you don't. You got to be saved to get all cleaned up. Huh. The devil says, well, you got to quit doing this and this and this before you can be baptized. You won't quit doing it till you're baptized. Eventually, God wins out. Amen. No matter what they say. No matter what they say. How many of y'all need to be opened up and be born again? Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Some of y'all need to say that today. Some of y'all need to be baptized. You've been disobedient before the Lord. Listen, I want to tell you right now, some of you realize, well, how come I don't have the blessing of God in my life? You haven't taken the first step of obedience. Let me tell you how much sense that makes. Pastor, what's it going to take me to win a 100-yard dash? You know what I'm talking about? Well, you've got to take a first step first. You can't race till you take a first step. Some of y'all need to take some first steps today. Some of y'all need to come honor the prayers of your mother. She's been praying forever. Receive that grace she's been praying for. Some of you need to bring your mama up here and just thank her. Elizabeth, I thank you for being a great mama to your children. I thank you for giving me two beautiful children and not letting me mess them up. I'll be that honest. I thank God for a mother in my life that's still alive. I still have my mother. That's amazing. I thank God for grandmothers that followed God. That's why I wear my suit every Mother's Day. My grandmother said, if you're a preacher, you need to have a tie on. Now, I disagree with her, but I'm going to honor her on Mother's Day. My mama would always say, Stephen, you look so good in that navy suit. That's my mama. Let me tell you what else she did. She met me a lot of late nights coming in, praying, talking, laughing, and being my mama. And for all eternity, I'll be forever grateful. Don't walk away today and make this a temporary day, because your mama ain't always going to be with you. So while you can tell her right now, tell her. Because one day you'll have to lift your heads up. I got my grandmothers. They out here in this great cloud of witnesses. But you know what? I guarantee you that Bess May and Edna have consulted at times and said, Lord, are you watching him? And he's had to go, girls, I believe it or not, I run the universe. Just check it. That's the heart of a mother. Now let those prayers of mama be answered. Don't go to hell, because that's sure not the desire of your mama. Be baptized. That's the desire of your mama. Lou, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I want testimony. There's a joy in the Lord to raise your kids in the name of Jesus, isn't it? And I know you a praying woman. I don't know what it is. Apparently all women from Mississippi, Robert, pray fervently. That's right. That's what I'm saying. I've been surrounded by Mississippi women. They got fingers and they point them at you and say, boy, you better straighten up. Yes, ma'am. They're not ugly. They're persistently believing. Change everything. Lord, bring those that need to be saved. Bring those that need to be baptized. Just bring those that need to be blessed. Bring those that their hearts just need to be touched. Lord, we're thankful for our mothers wherever they are. And bless them and bless us as we receive their heart to live and to honor God. In the name of Jesus, I have the privilege of opening this altar to you. So why don't you come and receive the goodness of God? Come and pray. Come and give thanks for your children, mama. Come and give thanks for the ability to be a mom. And come and let's worship him today. Amen. This altar is open, and it's open to everybody in this room and everybody outside of this room. Come on, especially if Jesus is speaking to you. You know he's coming to your life. You know you need to be baptized. You know you need to be saved. Come on, let's take care of it today. Don't leave here undone today. Come on, church, in the name of Jesus.